USA News, I'm Dave Collins. A heat wave is expected to bring 100-degree temperatures to around 38 million Americans this week. Julie Ryan has the latest.
The eastern and central U.S. are baking in the heat this Labor Day, with some cities seeing record high temperatures. Forecasters say the heat will ease in the Midwest by Wednesday and move into the southern plains and south later in the week.
Thousands of people in attendance at Burning Man in Nevada are likely to slowly start leaving after being stranded for days. People have been stuck at the event located in the desert after torrential downpours caused muddy conditions. Organizers noted yesterday the mud made the main road into and out of the event site impassable. The mass exodus from the event site is expected to begin around midday local time. Turkey's president arrived in southern Russia with a view to convince his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, to restart the expired Black Sea Grain Initiative that Moscow pulled out of back in July. In Moscow, Daria Bondarchuk says the possible outcome of the talks is in question.
The Turkish President Erdogan is expected to bring proposals from Ankara and the United Nations to fulfill Russia's conditions to resume the grain deal. In particular, it is not clear how the UN would be able to convince the EU to reconnect Russia's agricultural exports bank, Rossiyxozbank, back to SWIFT, the global interbank exchange system, or to unfreeze the assets of Russian fertilizer producers.
The Equalizer 3 is scoring the second-best Labor Day weekend opening ever. The Denzel Washington-led action thriller made $42 million over the long weekend. Marvel Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings has the best Labor Day opening after it made over $94 million in 2021. Barbie lands in second with over $13 million. This is USA News.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. That's 800-215-2418.
The FBI's list of people who are still unaccounted for following the Maui wildfire is now under 400. The latest update now says 385 people are still missing after the wildfire destroyed the town on the island of Maui last month. That's down just three from last week. Maui Police Chief John Pelletier said the list will be released each Friday as names continue to be removed. The death toll from the wildfire stands at 115. A Democratic senator and former vice presidential candidate says any 2024 Republican hopeful who supports former President Trump, if he is convicted, has him worried.
If you pledge, despite that, to vote for him, if you pledge, despite that, to pardon him, should you be elected, it shows that you don't have the moral compass that you need to be the leader of the greatest nation in the world.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, Tim Kaine of Virginia was responding to comments made by GOP candidate Vivek Ramaswamy earlier on the show. Ramaswamy criticized alleged actions by the former president, but said he would still support Trump if he's the nominee, because he took the RNC pledge. Singer Jimmy Buffett is being remembered for his instrumental role in helping protect manatees. Buffett co-founded the Save the Manatee Club after meeting then Florida Governor Bob Graham at a 1981 concert and asking him what he could do to help that species. Buffett chaired a state panel and then founded the club with Graham. Dave Collins, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.